Sam and the Fuzz.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Of a paper is that you're filling out?
It's an application to become a policeman.
What? Well, you can't do that. You're a junior partner in this gas station.
Why, they just ain't no use arguing, Jesse. I'm going to do it.
But you ain't had no experience. So.
Well, I have got experience. I ain't missed a single episode of Adam 12, and I seen Dirty Harry 12 times.
Well, now, that ain't exactly what I meant. Sam, you just can't do it.
Well, I've been practicing, Jesse.
Practicing what?
All kinds of stuff police have to do, like stick twirling and car leaning.
You mean they have to practice that
stuff? Oh, yeah. Police don't do nothing accidental. You know how we thought they was loafing all day at the Holiday Inn? Well, they ain't. They're looking for criminals.
Looking for criminals at the Holiday Inn?
Yeah. Crooks go first class these days. But now, stick twirling and car leaning, that ain't the hardest part.
It ain't, huh? Well, what is?
Booze pouring.
Well, what in the world is that?
Why, every day almost you see a policeman on the front page of the local paper there, you know, pouring beer and whiskey out and that they'd confiscated, you know.
Well, you mean they got to practice that? I thought they just up and done it.
Oh, no. They practice pouring and grinning at the same time, like they was running for an office, you know.
Well, now, I do believe there's more to being a policeman than stick twirling and car leaning.
Oh, yeah, there is, Jesse. There's patrol car sitting, and there's arm waving for traffic, you see. And there's holster polishing and funeral watching.
Did you send in that application you was filling out, Sam?
Well, no, I never.
Well, why not? Why didn't you?
Did you read about them two policemen that got shot here the other day?
Yeah, I sure did. Wasn't that awful?
Well, you know, I figured out that stick twirling and stuff like that ain't all it is to being a policeman. Now, I figure it's kind of like them fighting bulls in Mexico, you know. They just loaf and eat and have a good time most of their lives, but sooner or later, they have a bad afternoon. And I figure all that coffee drinking the police do, well, that don't really count. They're just getting paid for that one bad afternoon they might have.